Company. Company! Dismiss!
Question must out!
That's Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Boyle ordering the dismissal of the 101st's last Maroon Beret-clad soldiers. The 55 members of the F Company 5th Battalion Pathfinders, among the last of their kind in the country, promptly recited their motto, First In, Last Out. The Pathfinders are experts in battlefield insertion and reconnaissance, first making their name in World War II when they infiltrated the early hours of D-Day to set flares and radar targets for airborne soldiers dropping into Normandy. They've assisted air assault units in nearly every major war, even as technology steadily replaced the need for their role. Lieutenant Colonel Boyle says an inactivation like this doesn't happen very often, and it comes as part of an army-wide downsizing.
These are some of the finest soldiers in the 101st Airborne Division. As they are reassigned and transferred, the gaining units that are going to receive these soldiers are going to get some of the most knowledgeable and experienced soldiers, top-notch individuals and professionals.
Captain Daniel Marshall says it was a humbling experience to be the company's last commander.
No one wants to be the guy to inactivate a company.
He says he was honored to share the company's final day with veterans from previous wars, including the first commander, Captain Frank Lilyman, who led the Pathfinders during D-Day.
It's pretty awesome to see a 19-year-old Pathfinder just got back from Afghanistan, talk to, you know, a 19-year-old who served in the Pathfinder coming to Vietnam, and to hear their There's similarities. It's funny to see this. Some things about soldiers never change. I mean, one thing is the pride you have to be in this unit and the spirit of Corps and the sense of brotherhood.
Specialist Josh Morgan is one of the soldiers moving on to another unit.
It'll be hard at first just because we work so closely together, but we're all real great friends. A lot of us have worked a lot together, and so we maintain that friendship.
Captain Marshall says the men weren't fazed when they heard about the inactivation notice, but rather saw it as an opportunity to demonstrate to other companies the decades of expertise and glory associated with the Pathfinder's name.
You know, it wasn't up until we actually had to do the rehearsal for this. You're like, oh, okay, what's next? You know, what's our next mission? You know, it's their next mission is to maintain the Pathfinder capability and division, and they're going to go do that, and they're extremely excited to carry that forward in the organization.
Carrying forward to, as the 101st say in their fight song, their rendezvous with destiny. In Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I'm Rob Canning.